This is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right.
I start this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, do you ever think about what your life would be like if you were born in another country, like England or someplace like that?
No, Jim. I never do. Why would such a thought cross your bloody mind? That's ridiculous. I've been watching Downton Abbey.
Okay.
Jim, how are you doing? I just want to say to folks, you know, we work hard for your podcasting pleasure and we put out a show every day, but you recently had a little operation, so you're pulling it through today, so we appreciate that. Plus the weather,
it hasn't stopped raining the whole time we've been here.
It's just been that rain system that's coming up the East Coast. So
when you talk to another man of a certain age and say, you just had a little operation, people might think a certain thing.
You might want to clarify that.
I'm too actually, we're actually older than that. What are we, late 60s, early 70s?
Nobody cares if I have that operation anymore. I don't use that stuff.
This is a circumstance of playing hurt, right? Because yeah. It was just a little, not very minor, just a little oral surgery is what mm-hmm. it would be. And so my mouth is a little bit on the tender side right now. And considering that I used that for this production of this show.
I was going to say, hope the people knew whose mouth they were dealing with there. You got to be super careful. I mean, it's like when you go operate on Tom Brady's knee, you better be damn careful. Yeah, Dr. James Andrews was there.
And I will say that, Jim is not drinking beers with me and Patrick, so that tells you something.
Something serious.
We just opened a new one.
We did.
Yeah. Which is DC Brow, mm-hmm. which is about a mile from us. It's on the DC, that side. El Jefe Speaks.
Yeah.
And I sort of liked it because it has a guy, I guess he's a dictator with a boombox for his head.
I love it.
And the Capitol dome is the speakers. It's very strange.
It's fantastic.
But again, it's the buy the beer based on the can design if you're in doubt. But it's actually quite tasty. So we'll send Jim home with a couple of these sample at home.
I was going to say, we're not being particularly sympathetic. We're just drinking right in his face.
No, that's fine.
Right.
Go for it.
Chug it in his face.
If he's taking the drugs, we don't want to, he might be asleep by tomorrow. Yeah, right. So we want him to stay awake.
That's right. That's the problem. It's the interaction with the drugs. I only just started some coffee today.
Okay.
It's been the first time in a couple of days, which that's an even bigger deal.
That would be the worst
tough withdrawal when you're drinking all the time.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but as a coffee drinker, I have it every morning.
Like instant headache if you don't have it.
Yeah, absolutely. Beer we can survive without for sure.
For a little while. Yeah.
Not coffee.
Some of us.
So anyway, so I'm here.
We thank you, sir.
I'm doing it.
And we salute you.
To reset here, we are talking about Americana music this week. Mm-hmm. This show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. We're in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., this time in the Maryland side.
That's right.
Because we're at Dan Gursky's house mm-hmm. here. My name is Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I mentioned this guy.
Dan Gursky, there we go. Happy to have you guys.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan went to the Americana Fest in Nashville, and he compiled this excellent report for us that we're stretching out over 5 days.
That's right.
So much music, as
you
mentioned.
We might do next week also, but you guys probably will be tired of it by then. But 5 days is a luxurious amount of time to spend on this when I think it's great. So I hope people actually do end up with a few new favorites like Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And what you mentioned yesterday in teasing this is that, even though it's called Americana, there are many musicians who are from other parts of the world who also play this, type of music, right?
Right.
So what are your thoughts on
that? Yeah. So I think the first person is sort of a perfect example of how this kind of plays out. Not necessarily in a super successful way, but you guys can decide. So this is Ilse de Lange, and I'm sure you guys know the Eurovision Song Contest, right?
Sure.
So I don't think she was a winner, but she's Dutch. She was super popular at one point. She can't be that old, maybe 10 years ago. Was pretty big in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Then she decided, I don't know how, could probably figure it out, she wanted to become an Americana artist.
Wow.
So she has an album produced by T-Bone Burnett, who, what doesn't T-Bone produce or do a soundtrack for?
Yeah. And actually, can I just stop you there for one moment? That's something we did not mention in sort of the popularity of Americana music in the United States. T-Bone Burnett's been behind a lot of this stuff. But one thing, I've had this come up a couple of times where I've asked specifically of modern Americana artists, like, what is the appeal? What is this? And they will, both of them have said it was that Oh Brother soundtrack. Mm-hmm. That was the thing that sort of blew the gates wide open. It sold huge, and people just, many listeners rediscovered that kind of like mountain music, traditional music through that. And that was like 30s music kind of stuff being, you know, reinterpreted for that movie. And so that kind of really was a big launching pad for a lot of this stuff.
Did he produce that?
The musical director for that Coen Brothers film. Yeah. And obviously Mandolin Orange, that was for them like a big turning point. Absolutely.
Huge
right.
thing. So anyway.
Great thing to mention, Jim.
So she hooked up with him, which is a recipe for success probably.
Yep.
So anyway, so she's this Dutch woman. You know, she has everything going for her. She has an incredible voice. She's attractive. She's appealing. She's charismatic. But I left sort of feeling like there was a little bit, just like the Disney version, maybe a little bit too polished, maybe not authentic. Because, for example, her album is called Gravel and Dust. Now, when I think of the Netherlands, I don't think of gravel and dust. No. I think of green, wet windmills and that kind of stuff.
Tulips.
That's right.
But it's perfectly pleasant music. So, you know, we should listen and see what people think. So her album is called Gravel and Dust. Now, this song is called New Amsterdam. And as she pointed out, there's sort of a double play because, you know, she's from Amsterdam, but then New York was New Amsterdam. So it's kind of her coming to this country and connecting back to the Netherlands. So have a listen and see what you think.
Closing down the only open bar we found. The lights went up and they kicked us out. You kissed me on a corner in Chinatown. Saved by a gypsy cat. That bottle of Johnny Red you had. Your hair messed up and your shoes untied. I watched you sleeping in the morning light. Now a different sun. Tried and tried and tried again, but I can't get back to New Amsterdam. But I can't get back to New Amsterdam.
It's very sort of atmospheric.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's pretty produced.
Definitely produced.
And
definitely
the show, smooth, and interestingly enough, the show, you know, comes across live as well. It's that she hasn't really lived it, but she is good at this.
Yeah.
And she has talent and she decided to make this kind of music.
You know, it's really interesting to me. And I think now, because of the internet and everything technological that's happened over the past 20 years, let's just say for scope wise for the Americana conversation, there is obviously a reduced, you know, mystery element to music. And think about the 60s when Hard Day's Night came out and how far away, like, living in London must have seemed to some people in, you know, the middle of America who were starting a garage band or something like that. But I can see there's still that same sense of mystery about it, about this kind of music that's kind of been, you know, like Jim was saying with Oh Brother, it's evoking a period in the 30s or 40s that's kind of frozen in time. So I can see somebody from any part of the world being able to access that information and reading about it and very romantically sort of being attracted to it and wanting to do it and singing in a voice that feels very American. Like you don't hear any kind of
no accent Dutch whatsoever.
Accent at all. Yeah, right. It's pretty amazing. So I can definitely see that being a very authentic attraction for somebody, no matter where they are in the world. Yeah. You know, irregardless of whether or not they're trying to do it for their career or whatever. I mean, I think it's an interesting concept that you can really spend time really researching something and really becoming a part of it.
Now, as a contrast, I'm mixing up the order that I had here a little bit. We were hanging out with a couple Australians there, so they convinced us to go to an Australian sort of showcase thing at the Five Spot.
Nice.
Five or six people. The one guy who, I guess, Jordy Lane, have you heard of him? Mm-mm. He's an Australian who actually moved to Nashville. So he is sort of the poster child for Nashville Australian Americana.
Okay.
But there was five or six bands, and one of them was called The Maze, M-A-E-S. I assume that's their last name. It's two young sisters.
Okay.
And they brought along a cello player. So the three of them did these lovely harmonies. They played mandolin and guitar. Just really fun, very, you know, just adorable young women. And this song is called Treat You Better. And I sort of feel like this is sort of an anthem for how to make the world a better place. But it's just, this is The Maze.
Do you remember the wrecking ball? Beds burning, feel of the fall. Took you half of a lifetime. Pick yourself up from the broken. Of a run around, safest way to never come down is to stay stuck fast, let it pass over the horizon. And I'm not much of a pioneer, I'm never sure of the ground rules here, but at the end of it all, take any kind of fall.
That's very nice.
Yeah, really nice. I like the mandolin on that a lot.
Yeah, really more folky.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is you can tell they're Australian.
Yeah, that definitely comes through a lot more, yeah.
You know, one group it sort of reminded me of in a way is Indigo Girls.
Oh, yeah. I can hear that for sure.
Which was also kind of a, I think, you know, sort of an important 90s, Americana act, right?
Speaking of which, Amy Ray is one of the Indigo Girls, was there. And
oh, yeah.
Is sort of, I think, has become kind of a big figure in Americana stuff as a solo artist.
That's really interesting.
But also, Australia, I think, in some ways, it makes sense for Americana to sort of take hold there. You know, it's a similar country to the United States in terms of being an immigrant, you know, culture and, you know, English, you know, settlement.
Right.
And also, the whole idea of sort of a, the wide open spaces, I think, really is the same sort of thing. And in Australia, you think of people, you know, you know, sleeping in bedrolls under the stars and stuff that, right?
In fact, the other song that I considered playing, the lead singer, and they talk about Australia and without knowing the geography, she's talking about driving from here to here, and it's like a 13-mile drive. So she's talking about driving with her girlfriend, breaking up with her girlfriend, on the trip. It's really a sad song, but it's really great. But literally, you know, she's driving like 2 days across Australia because you don't really realize
it's like
how big it is.
Texas plus.
That's right. Priscilla, queen of the desert. And like you said, Dan, very striking visually. I mean, you look at them and kind of the way they present themselves, that's very interesting. It doesn't look like a lot of, you know, I don't know, It's not the traditional, like you were talking about, female singer with a male sort of, you know, Nashville guys backing them or something like that. Yep. That's very interesting too.
Just very, very down to earth.
Yeah.
Like super happy to be in Nashville kind of thing. You saw that from a few people. I was like, oh my God, this is the best trip ever.
And that's always cool too.
Yeah.
And you know, I think also maybe to a different, slightly different degree, First Aid Kit is a band that
I was going to talk about,
you know, did some Roots stuff as a duo a while back, maybe 10 plus years ago, that, you know, have has sort of influenced others, I think, too.
From Sweden.
Yeah, from
right?
Sweden.
And,
I think that's right.
I think they played. And what about, is it called The Tallest Man?
Oh, Tallest Man on Earth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We saw the lead there. Swedish as well?
Swedish, Norwegian, one of the two. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, at this Carpenters tribute that we'll talk about tomorrow.
Cool.
The lead singer.
No, that guy's good.
Did a song for that.
He's funny.
So.
And also, someone we interviewed on our old show who was Australian and practices Americana music was Casey Chambers.
That's right. She definitely deserves some props for being there with kind of that stuff early on, for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just love the, I love the Maze there. And there is a group, just to avoid confusion, called Maze, M-A-E-S. That's kind of scary when you get on Spotify. Okay. It's not the same thing at all. Yeah. You have to put the Maze.
I've added the Maze. I just want to make sure. Yeah.
And it looks like.
Oh, yeah. That's different.
So the Maze, M-A-E-S, that's plural for their last name, which is May.
May, okay.
M-A-E. Because they used to be called the May Trio. So somebody dropped out at some point here.
And they brought along a cello player who also looked like she was about 16. like maybe she still needed a, you know, child work permit or something to go with them. So anyway, good stuff. All right. So the last two are our friends in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So I think we should go next into Jade Bird.
Jade Bird.
Now, I will say that of all the acts we saw, and I don't really know how this happened, I sort of have an idea. I know her music better than anybody else we saw
at
the show. I think because I heard of her probably through Brandi Carlile. Somebody said, Jade Bird has a new album. Listen. So I listened. I followed her on Instagram. And she's 21 years old. And again, this is, I'm not convinced this is at all Americana music, but I just think she's amazing to the point where we saw her. This is one of those shows that we stayed up till she started after midnight.
Oh, wow.
She performed at the Americana Fest Music Awards, and I was like, I'm not going to miss her no matter what. And then we saw her a couple weeks ago at the 9:30 Club again.
Oh, really?
Which was great because she was full set, not tired. Anyway, so she's one of these, she's so happy and smiley and stuff, and then she sings the saddest songs about love and heartbreak and everything. But she is definitely more of a rocker. So, and her album, her debut album, it's called Jade Bird, is brilliant. I've played it 100 times probably. So I tried to find a piece that was a little bit more Americana. And she also has a new single with Brent Cobb, who I think produces a lot of Americana stuff that really is much quieter. She really sings loud and she screams a lot. She has more energy than she needs. So that's worth listening to. Feet Off the Ground. It's a new piece to listen to. But I want to play Going Gone from her debut album.
You've got an addiction, a realistic mission. Cigarettes and alcohol, you lost yourself. Telling the same stories you did all of last week. The bar is closing, darling, please put that bottle down. One, two, three, four, come on, babe, there's a door. Five, six, seven, eight, I'm your girlfriend, not your mate. Seven, eight, nine, ten, if you go down, you won't get up again. Four, three, two, one, he's going, going. Past your bedtime, acting big and talking shit, get over yourself. I'm sure you would go very far if you even had a car, but I hate to inform you, still living in your mother's house. One, two, three, four, come on, babe, there's a door. Five, six, seven, eight, I'm your girlfriend, not your mate. Seven, eight, nine, ten, if you go down, you won't get up again.
That a lot. That definitely is the rock and roll engine.
Yeah, and that's actually one of her quieter songs.
Oh, is it? Yeah, you can see
she sings fast and loud. Like that. And but she's I love her on Instagram because she'll say, "This is what I'm reading right now," and she'll like put $5 on there. Like, you know, I have a brain. I do other things other than, and I'm so, like I said, she's 21, and 5 years from now it'll be interesting to see what she does. But
yeah,
again,
for sure,
she's way more rockin' than Americana.
Yeah. Yes, but
that, there's a little.
But that was definitely a country beat.
Oh yeah, for
to
sure.
That song,
country shuffle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I also think, and also her vocal delivery suggests a certain country aspect to it. It's funny, you know, so she's British, right? Mm-hmm. And you can get little hints of her accent in there,
yep.
But there's also kind of a twang in there too, right?
Yeah.
And that's an interesting mixture, yeah, right? Yeah,
I like that turnaround, your girlfriend, not your mate. That's
but listen,
that's
listen
good.
To the whole album. I think
just
it's,
added it.
I think it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to see what she has. I'm
really looking forward to listening to that whole album. I just cued it.
So
to
she,
my list.
The opening band for her was somebody called Flyte, F-L-Y-T-E. It was two
appropriate for
two
bird.
Guys, British, kind of folky acoustic stuff. Sort of interesting to mm-hmm. listen to also. Mm-hmm. But and not a big crowd at the 9:30 Club. I can't really figure out. And she had some older people, some younger people. It really it was one of those crowds. Like who's here?
Yeah,
you know,
right. Where'd you come from?
She's a little hard to pin down in the crowd. Just a little bit came from lots of different places. That's cool. I think too. So I liked her.
Well, she's definitely got a lot of listeners on Spotify. So,
does she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she, I think, was nominated for like Emerging Artist or one of those awards.
Right. So. Definitely somebody to keep an eye on. You heard her here first on Rock in the Suburbs.
If you just read her bio on Spotify, you can see she's already been on national TV shows in the U.S. and everything. Yeah. So
a picture of her with Liam Gallagher on kind of Instagram.
Surprised I'm not really familiar with her work. So this is great. Thank you for this.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
the next one is Yo La Tengo, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Finally, some good music.
So Yola, now this is an interesting one, talking about showing up early. So this was have you guys been to the City Winery in D.C.?
We were just there.
Oh, yeah, you did the interview. Isn't it a weird?
It's very weird.
It's a little off-putting in some way.
Yeah.
It's close to where we are right now, right?
Yeah, it's not far. Down but New York Avenue. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think the first one maybe was in Nashville. I don't know. So the one in Nashville was really very modern and sort of sterile. But anyway, so we got there really early because we wanted to see Yola and we wanted to see the Rainbow Girls. Okay. And also somebody told us it was going to be like 40 degrees in there. So don't wear shorts because it's 100 outside, which was definitely good advice because they kept it so cold
in
there.
They got the best AC in Nashville.
But we could have sat in the, you know how they have the communal tables? Yep. It's a little bit weird. So there's like six people and you sit with strangers. So we could have sat like 10 feet away from the stage. I think we sat at the second table to see Yola. And now this woman has a presence.
Okay.
I think she's a little older than, and there's Jane has come back.
They're still there.
We're done soon, honey. Don't worry. So she's a little bit older, but she has an incredible voice and stage presence. And her first and only album is produced by Dan Auerbach. Speaking of people that we know and love.
For sure.
Anyway, so I think she's just going to be, I think she's going to be pretty big. We'll see. The one I was thinking of playing, and I changed my mind, the first song on the album is called Faraway Look, and I swear, if you put it on, I hear To Sir With Love.
Oh, really?
Sort of the throwback British thing. But I think we should play Rock Me Gently.
Okay.
And I guess we're only doing four songs for today, so we'll play out with this one, I guess.
Yeah, I think we can do that, sure. Yeah. Anything else you want to say about this song?
No, the whole album again is really worth listening to. It's just a good piece. And again, she's another one that it's going to be interesting to see what she does in her next couple albums.
And she's from the UK also.
Yes.
Okay.
And just, you know, she's another one of these people that is good on album, but her stage presence is even more impressive. Just like when you see her live, she's just commanding.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing too. And you know, we can maybe touch on this a little bit more tomorrow, but I think in roots music and acoustic music, there is less emphasis sort of placed on what kind of sound you necessarily get when you're recording in the studio, right? It's harder to, there's much less channels to go through because you don't have to necessarily put your guitar through an amp and a set of pedals and go through a producer. And you're sort of, you know, you get that spirit of like, let's all huddle around the one microphone and,
right.
you know, try to create that warmth. But when someone's performing and they've got that kind of passion, it does make a huge difference. I think when you see somebody playing this kind of music, I think you were talking about Molly Tuttle, like not looking at a guitar and playing these inventive runs. Right. And
I mean, for example, Yola, she could stand without a microphone and just sing and it would be just as good.
Love it.
Right.
That's great.
Dan said that in three words when I was, took me 5 minutes.
Okay. So tomorrow is just sort of a grab bag of other stuff Dan wanted to talk about.
Well, it was a long week.
We didn't get to, right?
Yep.
Yes. Right. But, and also was stuff that was just fun. And again, it's some Americana. Maybe it's not Americana. It's a little bit weird and quirky, and that's what's great. You can kind of fit anything. It's a big tent, right?
I love that. Yeah, and I think that I think we've proven that just going through these first 4 days for sure.
All right, it's gonna be cool. So I'll go through this real quickly. 612-440-1984. You call that. You leave a message.
Wait, put your voice on a show. 612? I only know the last four digits.
612-440-1984. There you go.
Good.
Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Here we go. This is Yola singing Rock Me Gently. And it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Dan Gersky.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Nights have never felt so long. I sit around and wonder. Time never disappears. Like it's hanging around forever.
Not, big overproduced 80s rock and roll.